Philadelphia City Council wants to double the size of the staff at the city's Fair Housing Commission to handle a growing caseload. As WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports, the budget request comes as new renter protections are expected to keep the commission busy.
The commission enforces many of the city's renter protections. It does that with the help of four dedicated staffers who review complaints and help prepare cases for binding administrative hearings. Lawmakers want to add three investigators and a deputy director to the mix. City Council member Rue Landau says that will help renters by positioning the agency to make more rulings.
Over the years, City Council has taken the important steps to bolster our great civil rights and housing enforcement laws. And with those strong additions to these laws comes an obligation to fund the agencies at a level so they can properly administer justice.
If approved, the commission's budget would jump more than 50% next fiscal year to more than $1 million. A spokesperson for the Parker administration declined to comment on the request. Council must pass the city's next budget by June 30th. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.
This morning, Mayor Sherrell Parker recognized student service leaders. Parker honored students whose service projects were selected as winners in the third annual Philly Service Award Impact Ceremony. The event highlights student-led projects that improved communities across Philadelphia and celebrates their efforts to make a positive difference in their schools and neighborhoods. Next hour, the mayor will show off a mural along the Schuylkill Expressway as part of the Gateway Beautification Project. That project is designed to improve landscaping and visual upgrades along key entry points from the airport and 30th Street Station into Center City. Well, partly cloudy skies, but plenty of sunshine coming down on this Tuesday afternoon. Right now, about 80 degrees in Center City. We're expecting to get up to about 82 or 83 before the afternoon is out.